Oh, blind of intellect, just look, because Satguru has given you eyes. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Oh Akalakeya, Oh Akalake, excuse me, on page 31. On each step you are stumbling, for what are these eyes kept? Many are dead because the eyes, many are liberated through the eyes. Poison and nectar are in these eyes. Who has written these statements? One eye is worth a small shell, our eye. One eye is compared with a pearl, the Satguru's eye. One eye has thousands of enemies. One eye has millions of friends. Your eye is not satisfied with Maya, and it is not attached to the way of Satguru. Forgetting the original place, they, your eyes, have gone to other places and are involved in that. These eyes have fallen into other accounts. Daily, they are reading the books. They never looked at the beloved, the one who has given you the eyes. You have lost the way and your goal is very far. Full of pride, your eyes have become without light. When you're walking, you fall down. The only hope is Satguru. The servant of servants is the lover who burns himself like the moths. How can I imitate the moths? At every place, friends are dying. Oh, blind of intellect, just look, because Satguru has given you eyes. Oh, Akalake, page 31.
Oh, akalake ande de kajura tenu satu guru ditya ankiyane.
Oh, akalake ande de kajura tenu satu guru ditya ankiyane.
Hade kadama te to kadakana e.
Oh, akalake ande de kajara tenu satguru ditya ankiyane.
Kai mare mare gai ankiya de, kai tare tare gai ankiya de. Kai mare mare gai ankiya de, kai tare tare gai ankiya de. Eja harate amrita ankiya vich, e ramaja kisane likiya ne.
O akalake ande de kajara tenu satguru ditya ankiya ne. Oh, akalake ande de kajara tenu satguru ditya ankiyane.
Ikke ank ko di de mul diye, ikke ank moti nala tul diye. Ikke ank ko di de mul diye, ikke anka moti nala tula diye. Ikke anka devidi hara jara ne, ikke anka diyas laka sakya ne.
O akalake ande de kajara tenu satguru ditya ankiya ne. Oh, akalake ande de kajara tenu satguru ditya ankiya ne.
Tere anka maya to raj dinai, satguru vale pase lag dinai. Tereyankamaya torajadinai satguru vale pase lagadinai unabulake asalatikane nu chahoratikane pasiane
O akalakeyande dekajaratenu satguru ditya Ankiyane, O akalakeyande dekajara tenu satguru titiya ankiyane.
Ete gaya ora hisabanu, aiveka naroja kitabanu. Ete gaya ora hisabanu, Paiveka naroja kitabanu Kadijata namari dilabara vala jisane tenu ditya ankiyane
O akalakeyande dekajara tenu satguru ditya ankiyane O akalakeyande dekajara tenu satguru ditya ankiyane
Rabikara manjila dura teri lagaruro ankave nura teri Rabikara manjila dura teri magaruro ankave nura teri Jadu chalade adiga pene a Asa satguru diya rakiyane
O akalakeyande dekajara tenu satguru ditya ankiyane O akalakeyande dekajara tenu satguru ditya ankiyane
Dasana daso premisi Niramala Paravane Saradene Dasana Daso Premisi Niramala Paravane Saradene Kiri Sakara Paravane Di Tata Te Maradiya Sakiyane
O akalakeyande dekajara tenu satguru ditya ankiyane O akalakeyande dekajara tenu satguru ditya ankiyane
You have lost the way, and your goal is very far. Full of pride, your eyes have become without light. When you're walking, you fall down. The only hope is Satguru. O blind of intellect, just look, because Satguru has given you eyes. We'll begin today with, find the place. My marker has fallen out. Sorry, just hold on a second. I do apologize. Okay, that's where it is. Very sorry. So we'll begin with a satsang talk that Sanchi gave at 16 PS on April 1, 1986. This is in the October 1986 Sankhani magazine. It's called The Infinite Wealth of Nam. So Sanchi says, all religions and scriptures agree on this fact. Without Nam, there is no liberation. All scriptures and religions also say that without meeting the perfect Satguru, we cannot get Nam. They have also said that Nam is not something which can be written or spoken or talked about. Nam is a power who has created the creation, and because of whom the divisions and grand divisions of this creation are sustained. The oldest of the holy scriptures is the Vedas, and out of the Vedas, 27 Smritis were created. Even those oldest holy books talk about the Nam and the perfect masters and the coming of the perfect masters into this world. Such perfect masters who come into this world were sent by God himself, and they not only love human beings, but also animals. They connect us with that Nam, which has created the universe and which is the only means of liberation. Ved Vyas, who was a very learned scholar and who wrote the 18 Puranas, thought that since he was learned, why should he have to get Nam? He did not understand the necessity of going to the perfect master. But when he came to understand that, he also got the initiation. Narada Muni came down and asked him, "Dear one, you have even talked about the Nam, the power of creation, in your writings, but have you ever thought of receiving that Nam? Have you ever thought about going to the master and getting it?" So even he came to realize the necessity of going to the perfect master. Because without going to the perfect master, there is no one who can connect us to that real Nam. So he went to the master and got initiation. And after that, he started writing in his scriptures that without the perfect master, there is no one who can connect us with the real Nam. Guru Nanak Sahib has also written about Ved Vyas. He says, "O brother, without the perfect master, no one can connect us with the Nam. If you don't believe us, go to Brahma, who is the creator of this world. Go to Ved Vyas and Narada, because they also went to the masters to receive the holy Nam. I have told you this story before. Jaimani Muni was a disciple of Ved Vyas, and out of the 18 Puranas written by him, he collected the references to karma, and he wrote a very good book on the philosophy of karma. When he wrote that book, he brought it to Ved Vyas and showed it to him. Ved Vyas said that that book was good. But he had realized that writing a book is different from practicing and living up to what one has written. And since he had already realized the necessity of the Nam and the perfect master, he wanted to tell Jaimani Muni, "To write a book is the work of mind and intellect, but to live up to what you have written is a different thing. And one can do that only if he has received the Nam and lived a practical life." But when he was telling Jaimani Muni all this, he said, "No, master, I have written this book in a very good way. This is an excellent book. So what is the use of practicing? Writing books is my practice, and that is why I have written this." He did not want to understand what Ved Vyas was telling him. But Ved Vyas said, "Okay, someday I will see how much you have progressed, whether you have put all these things into practice or not." So after some days, Ved Vyas disguised himself as a woman, and he went near the forest hut of Jaimani Muni and started weeping. When Jaimani Muni came out, he wanted to know who she was. And she replied, I am the daughter of a king who came here for hunting, and I have lost my way. Please allow me to take refuge in your hut. But Jaimani Muni said, No, I have never allowed any woman to stay in my hut, so I cannot allow you to do that. But Vedvyas, in the form of the woman, said, I have heard that rishis and munis are benefactors and always shower grace on the needy ones. Now I am in need, so you should help me. If you will not allow me to spend the night in your hut, tigers or wild animals may kill me, and you will be responsible for my death. So somehow she convinced Jaimani Muni, and because the mind works like a lawyer, his mind thought, well, what is wrong in allowing her to stay in the hut? Tonight I will sleep outside. There's no problem in that. So he allowed Vedvyas, in the form of a woman, to spend the night in the hut. But when he went outside and tried to sit in samadhi, at once the form of the woman started coming in front of him, and he could not do devotion. Then a thought came in his mind. What is wrong in talking with that woman? Before going for meditation, he had told her that she should lock the door from inside and should not open it, even if he called. So, when he started seeing her form, being disturbed with thoughts of lust, he thought, well, what is wrong with getting the door open and talking with her? She is like my daughter. There's nothing wrong with that. Because mind is a competent lawyer, and he always convinces us. So he knocked at the door, but she replied, I will not open the door. He said that he was Jaimani Muni, but she said, No, now you are not Jaimani Muni. And she didn't open the door. But you know that when the wave of lust comes, it is very difficult to control. So Jaimani Muni broke open the roof and went inside the hut. But he did not find any woman in there. He saw Vedvyas sitting there cross-legged. Then Vedvyas told him, Jaimani Muni, what did I tell you? I told you that to write a book is the work of mind and intellect, and to practice what you have written is a different thing. At that time, you did not believe me. So Jaimani Muni felt very embarrassed, and then what could he do? He repented because he had failed. He thought that just by writing that book, he had progressed and had become perfect, but that was not the case. You know that over here, there are many dear ones who may be more learned than Jaimani Muni. But when the mind attacks them, then they put aside all their knowledge and they do not even see the person who is standing 2 feet in front of them. And whatever the mind wants them to do, they do. And in whatever way the mind makes them dance, they dance. Saints tell us about two kinds of nam. One is varnatmak nam, the other is dunatmak nam. Varnatmak nam can be written or spoken in any language, and by doing the repetition of varnatmak nam, we can vacate the nine openings and rise above mind and matter. But the dunatmak nam is the only one who is the giver of liberation. Only by doing the devotion of dunatmak nam can we achieve liberation. The Mahatmas tell us that there are four kinds of varnatmak nam. They are Baikri, Madma, Pashyanti, and Parav. Baikri is spoken with the tongue, like we are talking now. Madma is done in the throat. And the other kinds of varnakmak nam are created by yogis in the heart and navel centers. It is said that all these four kinds of varnakmak nam can be written or spoken. I've often said that I had a lot of opportunities to go into many different religions and communities. 40 or so years ago in India, you could find many great yogis and sadhus who used to do the repetition of varnakmak nam very sincerely. And since I was also looking for a way of doing the devotion of the Lord, and I was sincere in my search, I met many of them. Wherever I went, whatever knowledge they had, they gave that to me. And it has been my habit that neither I criticize, nor do I allow anyone else to criticize, because I do not believe in criticism. By doing the repetition of the varnakmak nam of the Lord, one can get many supernatural powers, but they involve us in the name and fame of the world. Dunatmak nam is that power which is emanating from Satchkhand. And after giving strength or power to all the lower planes, it is coming and sounding at our eye center. At the time of initiation, the Sant Satgurus do not connect anyone with their own selves. They connect the initiate with this Shabd, with this sound. The same Shabd, whenever it is in the will of God, takes up the human body and comes and lives among us. For those for whom it has been ordered that they will not have to come back into this world again, he comes and he gives the nam and he does the satsang for them. Paltu Sab had said, "The sound which is coming from the Gagan, from above, he is my Gurudev." When Guru Nanak Sahib met yogis like Goraknath and others, they asked him, "Who is your master?" And he replied, "The Shabd is my master, and my soul is his disciple." Saints and Mahatmas have glorified God in different names. Varnakmak nam, the descriptive names of the Lord, are the ones with which we remember God by saying God, Ram, Allah, Rahim, etc. All these are descriptive names of God, and Mahatmas, whenever they come in the love of God, always call him by one or another name. We do not know how many more Mahatmas are going to come in this world, or how many more names we are going to remember and call the Almighty Lord by. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to give a very beautiful example to explain this. He said, "Suppose you want your dispute to be settled by some session judge. If, instead of going to that judge personally and talking to him about your dispute, you just sit in your home and burn incense in front of a picture of that judge, he is not going to appear there to settle your dispute. Unless you go to him and see him personally and talk to him about your problem, he won't help you. No matter how lovingly and devotedly you may burn the incense and make requests to his picture." In the same way, no matter with how much love and devotion you may remember God, by repeating the descriptive or varnakmak name of the Lord, it will not be of any use. You have to go within and contact that power which is being described by the descriptive names of the Lord. You have to go in and see the power which is called Allah, Rahim, or Ram. We will leave off at that point. And We're going to begin another of Master Kripal's satsang talks that he gave on his third world tour. We've been reading these talks from the book, The Third World Tour of Kripal Singh. And this is the talk that Master gave in Chicago, November 1, 1972. And it was called Little, Little Things. So Master says, "Dear brothers and sisters, you are all fortunate because you have got the man body, the highest in all creation, which is next to God. The highest aim in the man body is to know self and to know God. The ultimate goal of all knowledge is the knowledge of the self. The Upanishads ask us, what is that by knowing which everything else is known? For that, God makes an arrangement to bring those who have got a real yearning to search for this ideal in contact somewhere where they can be put on the way back to God, which is within you. So body is the true temple of God. But we find the best thing is, if a man is put on the way, he should keep the commandments literally. But it is mind, you know, that defiles everything. Even if we are putting in time for meditation, we find difficulty so that we cannot go on with it. And there are some things that are impediments on the way, the spiritual way, that we know, everybody knows, but I'm going to enumerate them as the subject of this talk. First of all, you see, we should stand on our own legs. Don't be dependent on anybody. One saint prays, "O God, give me this, that I may stand on my own legs. If I have to be dependent on others, it is better that you take my soul from the body." To be dependent on others is a heinous crime. All evils creep in. So we must have honest earning. All masters have referred to it. Guru Nanak said, "He who earns his money in the honest way and shares with others, such a man alone can know God." Whatever money we receive through dishonest means, naturally, we have got that dishonesty creeping up within ourselves. If money is earned by honest means, then you will find some rest, some peace. Further, whatever we eat and drink has its own effect. If a dog is kept on vegetable food, he is very amiable. If he's kept on meat, etc., he'll be howling and growling. So it is a sattvic, or strict vegetarian, diet that we have to take. And even if we watch that kind, and even if we take that kind of diet, we have to watch the hands through which the food passes, by whom it is cooked, and by whom it is served. That diet also carries the effect of those through whose hands the food has been prepared and served. All these things affect the man who eats it. If the food is earned by honest means, and those who prepare the food have been in the sweet remembrance of God with chaste thoughts, then you will find that when you eat, that will give you calmness within. And one more thing, if such food is prepared this way, that will have its effect. But if you eat too much, more than what is wanted, then what's the result? Diet which is digested will give you strength. And that which is not digested? So diet has a great effect, you see. Eat one morsel less than you need, There was an incident with Prophet Muhammad, who had about 40 followers with him at one time, and somebody attached a doctor to him, so that if anybody went sick, he might be treated then and there. Well, the doctor remained with the party for 6 months, but nobody got sick. So he went to Prophet Muhammad and said, "Well, I've been here 6 months. Nobody has been sick, so there's no need of my being here." And the Prophet said, "Yes, so long as they do what I have ordered. Have a good character, chaste thoughts and hard work, and take one morsel less than they really need, then there can be no sickness. You better go." So our earnings should be honest. That's the first step. It should not be blood squeezed from others. What is yours is yours. What is for others is for the others. Don't usurp the rights of others. That's the first thing required. Otherwise, many evil thoughts will creep into you, will creep up in you. There was one Maharishi, Shivprat Lal. One man came to him and said, "My head aches. I cannot sit in meditation for long." And he said, "Look to your stomach." Then another man came the same day and said, "My mind wanders away." "Well, look to your stomach." Then another man said, "I cannot sit in meditation. My mind rebels." And he said, "Look to your stomach." So this is the first elementary thing which stands as an impediment on the way that you've been put on. Second thing, God has given rights, equal rights, to everybody. We are born the same way. Outer and inner construction is the same. And we are ensouled bodies. Soul is of the same essence as that of God, and God also resides in everybody. We should have no hatred for anybody. One may be standing, waiting on the table. Another one is sitting in the chair. This is due to as we have sown, so we have reaped. Higher position or lower position, richness or poorness, all these things depend on that. Sometimes a man thinks, "I am in power," or "I am a very learned man." You hate others for these reasons. Because you are very rich, because you are very learned, because you are a man of position. Humility is the only remedy for that. We're all equal, you see. If you hate them, then how do you think the God within you will receive you? So we are all equal. We are all brothers and sisters in God. Generally, we feel, "Oh, I know much better." These are the little things that affect the reservoir of our subconscious mind, and they react. Third thing is forgive and forget. I'm giving you practical difficulties. If anybody has done anything wrong to you, you say, "All right, I forgive," but you've not forgiven at heart. You are on the watch. When can I retaliate? So forgive and forget. If you remember somebody who has done this wrong or that wrong, then naturally that element of your retribution won't go. If a child has done anything wrong, do you not forgive? And one thing you see, each man has to work at his own level. Suppose a man with primary grades education is there and a college man is there. Can you expect the primary man to talk up to the level of the college man? Make some allowance. Try to understand what he says. So as I told you, one thing is honest earning, and pure diet passed through, cooked by, served by people of good character in sweet remembrance of God. In the old days, a mother would not let anyone enter the kitchen when she was preparing the food. Nobody entered there. I think I mentioned to you that when I was a military accounts officer attached to a regiment in the field, one orderly was given to me to cook my food. So I told him, "Well, look here. So long as you are in the kitchen, you should go on reciting some scripture or have the sweet remembrance of God. No other thought should enter your mind." And he said, "All right." Well, for 3 days, he obeyed. On the fourth day, I was sitting in meditation at about 12 or 1 in the night, and something was wrong in my mind. I called that man at 1 at night. "Well, come on, who was it in your kitchen today?" He said, "No, sir, nobody was there." "Don't lie." And then he said, "Yes, there was. We were talking about such and such." So why don't we notice these things? Because we are already so filthy. If an ounce is added, we don't notice. But those who have got no filth, little things affect them. 1 gram affects them. So these are the first things, you see. Just see how far we have gone. The second thing was, as I told you, on account of our being rich or learned, or a man of position or a man of possessions, we hate others. We think that they are not men of our own status, that they're not fit for our society. This hatred of the heart affects your mind. The third thing was forgive and forget. After all, men are not of the same stature. Each man works according to his own level of thinking or development. Make him understand politely. But once it has been done, then forget. Forget all. If you don't forget, again and again the thought goes on, "He has done that. Oh, he has done that." And that also poisons the mind and affects you. And the fourth thing is chastity of thought, word, and deed. Even if any unchaste thoughts enter your mind, you think of them. Your whole body is poisoned from head down to foot. Others do not know. You know. Sometimes people say, "Oh, we do not do anything. We simply enjoy." They're talking of such like things, you see, unchaste thoughts. But those very things affect you. As I explained to you the other day, every thought has its effect. As you sow, so it is sown, whether it's done in a frivolous way, just for enjoyment's sake, it affects. So there is chastity of eyes. Don't look to others with lustful thoughts or any rancor rankling in your mind, or any enmity, or thinking that the other man, he's no good. And for the ears, don't hear anything evil about others, because a little thought comes to you, and that awakens doubt, and we begin to doubt that man about which we have heard. But he may be all right. So for that reason, don't believe anything that anyone tells you. "I have heard this," or "I have seen that." Unless you hear for your own self with your ears and see with your own eyes. And then comes chastity of tongue. Anything which is not of sattvic character, you will become fond of it. You will think it is very delicious, and then that will affect your stomach. So what is wanted is chastity of everything. Eyes, ears, tongue, skin also. In these little things, we receive infection from others. That is the main thing. We will leave off there. In our tape, continuing in a question and answer with Sanchi at SKA in December of 1996.
His master becomes his Makkah, Medina, his place of pilgrimage.
So, bachche satsangi parivaron ke andar paida hote, sorry. When children are born into satsangi families and then get initiated, does that mean they already searched for a guru in their past lifetimes? If that is true, why do so many of us who do not have to search in this lifetime take the path for granted and are not serious about it for so many years?
जब सत्संगी परिवारों के अंदर बच्चे पैदा होते हैं और उन्हें नामदान प्राप्त होता है, तो क्या उसका ये मतलब है कि उन्होंने अपने पिछले जन्मों के अंदर गुरु की खोज कर ली थी? और अगर ये सच है, तो हम में से कुछ लोग जिनको इस जन्म के अंदर गुरु की खोज करने की जरूरत नहीं पड़ी, वो संत मत का पूरा फायदा नहीं उठाते और कई सालों तक गंभीरता से संत मत के अभ्यास नहीं करते। मतलब अगर ये बात सही है कि सत्संगी परिवारों में पैदा होने वाले बच्चों ने पिछले जन्मों के अंदर खोज कर ली होती है, तो ऐसे बच्चे जो कि इस जन्म के अंदर जिन्होंने कोई खोज नहीं की और जिनको नाम मिल जाता है और वो नामदान को गंभीरता से नहीं लेते और कई सालों तक वो लोग गंभीरता से नहीं लेते, ऐसा क्यों होता है?
हाँ भाई, मैं कई दफा पहला भी दस रहा हूं, महाराज सावन सिंह के मुतालिक काफी खोल के दस रहे होंगे सी है कि भाई खास रूहानी जी ससनिया दे करे भेजा जाता है जिन्होंने गुरु मिलना होंगे नाम मिलना होंगे। I
have often said this earlier and also Master Sawan Singh he used to say this very often in his satsangs. He used to say that very special, very selected chosen souls are sent in the satsangi families, those souls who are going to get the naam and the master in this lifetime, only those souls are sent in the satsangi families.
Lekin sanu pata hai ki ek woh bachcha jehda hai ohnu is duniya da koi khaas gyan nahi hunda ga ki duniya de vich main kivein rehna hai, kivein chalna hai, itthe kis gal da fayda hai, meri disha kidhar nu hai, मैं किधर नहीं जा रहा है, ये सारा कुछ जानकारी माता पिता के ऊपर जिम्मेवारी होती है कि आपके बच्चे शुरू तो ही संत मत दे कायदे कानून के मुताबिक उसकी पालन पोषण करे।
We know that the child does not know what is good and what is bad, what is right and wrong in this world and which direction he should take and what will be beneficial for him. So it becomes the responsibility of the parents that right from the very beginning they should bring the children up according to the principles of the Santma and they should always keep the children informed about the path.
Mata pita ko rukhe bhi bachyaan de samne koi buri harkat nahi karni chahiye thi, hamesha hi abhyas di gal karni chahiye thi.
The parents should never, not even in the state of forgetfulness, do anything bad in front or in the presence of the children, and they should not do anything which may distract the children. They should always talk about the meditation and they should always set the good example for them.
ਵੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਦੇ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਦੱਸਣੇ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ ਆ ਔਰ ਪਟਕੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਮਿਸਾਲਾਂ ਦੇਣੀਆਂ ਚਾਹੀਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਪਟਕ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਨੂੰ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
They should tell the benefits. They should tell the children the benefits of doing the meditation of the Shabad Naam and they should tell them the benefits of the path and the master and they should also give the example of the lost children or the lost people, those who have gone off the path, that how much they suffer and what happens to them, what happens to those who go off the path.
Kyunki jaise maape waise bacche.
Because as the parents are, so or such are the children.
Je mata pita eh kehn ke sade bacche ta nek ban, eh abhyas karan, satsang jaan, assi jo marzi kariye, नहीं कह रहे हो माता पिता का ही बच्चों पे असर पड़ेगा.
If the parents were to say that their children should become good, they should meditate, they should go to the satsang, and if they themselves don't do that, that will not work. It is the responsibility of the parents first to do all those things themselves and then teach the children.
So, jab woh aise bachche naam le lenge, to zaroor abhyas karenge. Main jab is tour pe America ch gaya tha, to udon main bahut sare bachche jehde mere pehle tour vele main dekhe sige. ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਦੇ ਕਈ ਕੁਛੜ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਹੁਣ ਉਹ ਬੜੇ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਸੀਗੇ ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬੱਚੇ ਅੱਛੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਰ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਮਦਦ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਸੀਗੇ
ਸੋ ਵੈਨ ਸੱਚ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਦੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਔਨ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਿਲ ਡੈਫੀਨੇਟਲੀ ਡੂ ਦੈਟ ਭਜਨ ਐਂਡ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਸਟ ਟੂਰ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਚੰਦਵਾਨੀ ਆਈ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਵੇਅਰ ਦੀ ਇਨਫੈਂਟਸ ਔਨ ਮਾਈ ਫਰਸਟ ਟੂਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੂ ਵੇਅਰ ਬ੍ਰੌਟ ਬਾਈ ਦੇਅਰ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ This time I saw that those very children, they had now grown up and they were doing a lot of seva in the program and they were doing a lot of meditation and that made me very happy.
Main unna bachcha nu dekh ke pappu nu kehnda si main kahi pappu mera dil bahut khush hai oh bachche jehde chote hunde sige ajj oh kis tarah paj paj ke seva karde hai sangat de vich madad kar rahe hai.
Seeing those children I told pappu that look here pappu I am very happy to see these children because they used to be very young but now You see that how they are running here and there and how much seva they are doing in the Sangat.
Sirf unna de vich chand ek bacche hi patke hai jinna de mata pita ne thodi bahut hi khechrani kari aapde bachyan nu satsang di puri jankari nahi ditti.
There are only few children among those who have gone off the path or those who are distracted and that also is because of the parents. The parents have not paid so much attention. They have not given them the information about the path.
ਪਿਆਰੋ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੋ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬੱਚੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਅਮੋਲਕ ਦਾਤ ਮਿਲੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜੇ ਜਿਸ ਮੁਲਕ ਦੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਆਖਿਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਹੀ ਮੁਲਕ ਦੀ ਬਾਗਡੋਰ ਸੰਭਾਲਣੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਸ ਮੁਲਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਚੰਗੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਅੱਛਾ ਸ਼ਾਸਨ ਕਰਨਗੇ ਉਸੇ ਮੁਲਕ ਦਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਨਾਮ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹੀ ਮੁਲਕ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਗਿਣਿਆ ਜਾਏਗਾ
ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਦੈਟ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਆਰ ਦ greatest gift which God Almighty has given to you. And they are the ones who are going to grow up. And later on, they are the ones in whose hands the reign of the power of the country will come. So from among your children, those people are going to come, those people are going to become who are going to rule this country. So if your children will be good, the more good people there will be in the country, that country will be glorified and people will talk good about that country.
ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਆ ਕੇ ਇਹ ਸਵਾਲ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਣੇ ਚਾਹੀਦੇ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਬੱਚਾ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਡਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਦਿਲ ਘਬਰਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਮੈਂ ਇਸੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਚਾਲੂ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਮੇਵਾਰੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅੱਛੇ ਸ਼ਹਿਰੀ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰਨੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਬਣਾਉਣੇ
In the beginning, when the dear ones used to come to me, they used to say that the children should not be allowed in the satsang. Because when the children are in the satsang, they distract and the adults become nervous. And that was the reason that I started the children's satsang. Because it is our responsibility to produce good citizens. It is our responsibility to bring them up according to the teachings and make them good people.
Pyareo, 77rvi ch premi ne aake, eh jay sawal kita siga. ਜੀ ਬੱਚੇ ਜੋ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਚ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ ਮੇਰਾ ਦਿਲ ਘਬਰਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਦੋਂ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਇਆ ਵੀ ਬੱਚੇ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਮੋਲਕ ਦਾਤ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਚੰਗੀਆਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਹੀ ਸਤਸੰਗੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਘਰੇ ਭੇਜੀਆਂ ਜਾਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਤਰਫੋਂ ਤੋ ਜਦ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਟੂਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਉਹ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੁਣ ਉਹਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਸ਼ੁਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਇੱਕ ਬੱਚਾ ਤਾਂ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਸੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਬੋਡਿਆਂ ਤੇ ਜੈਸਾ ਕਿ ਅਮਰੀਕਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸਟਾਈਲ ਆ ਬੱਚਾ ਚੱਕਣ ਦਾ ਤੇ ਇੱਕ ਅੱਗੇ ਲਮਕਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਮੈਂ ਬੜਾ ਖੁਸ਼ ਹੋਇਆ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਘਬਰਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਅੱਜ ਕਿਸ ਪੋਜੀਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੜਾ ਹੈ
ਇਨ 77 ਆਰਬੀ ਵਨ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨ ਕੇਮ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨੇਵਰ ਹੀ ਸੀਜ਼ ਦ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਹੀ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਅਪਸੈਟ ਹੀ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਪਰਟਰਬਡ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਦ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਆਰ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟੈਸਟ ਗਿਫਟ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਲੁੱਕ ਆਫਟਰ ਦੈਮ ਐਂਡ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਅਪ ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੂਡ ਦਿਸ ਲਾਸਟ ਟੂਰ ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਐਸ ਆਈ ਸਾ ਦੈਟ ਸੇਮ ਪਰਸਨ By now he is married and he has a couple of children. So when I saw him carrying the children, one on the back, one on his shoulders, and one was in his front, just like the American people carry the children, I was very happy to see that how that same person who used to get upset by the presence of the children in the satsang, now he himself has children and how much he loves them.
ਪਰ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਤਾਂ ਬੜਾ ਕੁਝ ਸਿੱਖਣ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨਿਰਸਵਾਰਥ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਣ ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਫਰਕ ਹੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਗਏ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕਨੇ ਹੱਥ ਉਲਾਰੇ ਔਰ ਨੂੰ ਲੜ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਦੇ ਵਾਂਸ ਵੀ ਨੀ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਟੂ ਲਰਨ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਫਰਮ ਦਿਸ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਹਾਊ ਸੈਲਫਲੈਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦੇਅਰ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਹਾਊ ਸੈਲਫਲੈਸਲੀ ਦੇ ਲਵ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਸੀ ਐਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਬਿਟਵੀਨ ਦੀ ਐਨੀਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਫਰੈਂਡ ਹੂਐਵਰ ਕਾਲਸ ਫਾਰ ਦੈਮ ਵਿਦ ਲਵਿੰਗ ਆਰਮਸ they always respond and they always go to him
parmatma di daat samjh ke sanu bachyan naal pyar karna chahida hai bachyan nu acche nagrik banona hai
so understanding them as the gift of god we should love the children and we have to make them good citizens
tusi dekho ke ik baag launda hai mali agar us baag de phal acche nahi honge ohdi mehnat fazool jandi hai aur us baag da ki vatega isse tarah gristik baag hai ਬੱਚੇ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਫਲ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਇਹ ਬੱਚੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੋਏਗੀ ਔਰ ਭਵਿੱਖ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹ ਅੱਛੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਬਿਤਾਉਣਗੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਨਗੇ ਜੇਕਰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਲਣਗੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਕੁਛ ਨਾ ਕੁਛ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੋਏਗਾ
ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਅ ਗਾਰਡਨਰ ਪਲਾਂਟਸ ਐਨ ਓਰਚਰਡ ਇਫ ਦ ਟ੍ਰੀਜ਼ ਵਿਚ ਹੀ ਹੈਸ ਪਲਾਂਟਡ ਇਫ ਦੇ ਬੇਅਰ ਗੁੱਡ ਫਰੂਟ then he becomes very happy and all the hard work he has put in that orchard that all becomes successful if the fruit are not so good then all the work he has done all the hard work he has put into making that orchard is all useless that all goes useless in the same way the married life is like a garden and orchard and children are the fruit which the tree of the married life bears if the fruits will not be good then just imagine that how you would feel so if you will make them good if they will be the good citizen if they will stand on their own feet if they will do their bhajan and simran and if they will become the good citizens it will give you much happiness and much pleasure looking at them
ha bhai bada dil khush hua tode vich baith ke maasha karna hai sare premi
I was very happy to sit with all of you and I hope that all of you will teach good lessons to your children you will encourage them you will inspire them towards satsang towards the naam
main dasda hunna hai agar je tusi kise da bhala nahi kar sakde tusi oda bura vi na karo je kise nu ਅੱਛੀ ਮਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੇ ਸਕਦੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਬੁਰੀ ਮਤ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਦਿਓ
often I say that if you cannot do good to others at least don't do bad for them if you cannot give any good advice or good teachings to others at least don't give them bad advice
ਅਗਰ ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੱਚੇ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਕਹਾਂਗੇ ਕਿ ਬੇਟਾ ਪਟਕੋ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਟਕ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਖੁਸ਼ਕ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੱਚੇ ਦੇ ਜੁਮੇ ਕੋਈ ਆਸਾਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਿਰਫ ਆਪਦਾ ਫਰਜ਼ ਹੀ ਪੂਰਾ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹੋਵਾਂਗੇ
if we are telling our children that dear children you should not lose your track you should not get lost in this world because there is no peace there is no happiness in losing yourself in this world we are not doing any favor to them we are just attending to our obligations attending to our responsibilities
chalo
We will close with Guru Arjan's bhajan, Ji Satguru Pyare A Milo Mainu, page 174. O beloved Satguru, come and meet me. My soul is longing. I don't realize your doing, but you have united me with God. I am full of bad qualities. I have no good qualities, but you yourself took pity on me. When you took pity on me, grace was showered, and I met the beloved Satguru. Nanak says, I will live only if I get Naam, and my body and mind will blossom. O beloved Satguru, come and meet me. My soul is longing. Ji Satguru Pyare, A Milo Menu, page 174.
Ji Satguru Pyare, A Milo Menu. Ji Satguru Pyare, A Milo Menu. तरस रही जान है मेरी, तरस रही जान है मेरी। जी तेरा किता जा तो मैं नहीं, जी तेरा किता जा तो मैं नहीं। जी मैनो जोग की तोई, जी मैनो जोग की तोई। जी निर्गुण हारे कोई मैं गुण नाही, जी निर्गुण हारे कोई मैं गुण नाही। जी आपे तरस पे ओई, जी आपे तरस पे ओई। जी तरस पाया मैं रहमत होई, जी तरस पाया मैं रहमत होई। जी सतगुरु साजन मिलिया, जी सतगुरु साजन मिलिया। जी नानक नाम मिले ता मैं जीवा, जी नानक नाम मिले ता मैं जीवा। जी तन मन थीवे जी हरिया, जी तन मन थीवे जी हरिया। जी सतगुरु प्यारे आ मिलो मैनु, जी सतगुरु प्यारे आ मिलो मैनु। तरस रही जान है मेरी, तरस रही जान है मेरी।
O beloved Satguru, come and meet me. My soul is longing. May God bless us all.